This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
It is happening tomorrow. Oregon Koi and Water Garden Society and the 2023 Pond Tour. Jim Daniel is in, and it's tomorrow. It's almost here.
It sure is.
Talk about what's going to be going on tomorrow and the opportunities people have to check out koi ponds around the Umpqua Valley.
Well, we have 11 ponds on tour. Only one of them, I think, is maybe two, have been seen before. But most of them in Roseburg, a couple in Sutherland, a couple in Looking Glass, and great ponds. People spend their whole year working to make this pond beautiful, having the right fish, and, you know, keeping the fish happy and healthy. It's quite a labor of love, and they're proud to show it off.
And a koi pond is a lot more than just somebody's backyard water feature. I mean, a lot more goes into sculpting these and creating these.
Absolutely. There's a lot of design involved in making it so that you don't have to spend full time keeping it clean, keeping it happy. Things that happen in there are chemically bonded because you live in air, which isn't too tough, but when you live in water, anything in that water affects your life. And these are these people's pets, just like a dog or a cat would be a pet. The koi is your pet.
And that means they need to be taken care of, too, which is a little different than an in-the-house animal.
Absolutely. There are a lot of things to know about keeping it clean and keeping them happy. That's one of the things we do at our club meetings is we talk about how we're doing things to keep our koi pond clean, how we're doing things to keep the pH balance and other chemical reactions working just right in there.
How do you deal with, when you have a koi pond, the different seasons between winter, when it's really cold, maybe you get some snow, and this next week when it's going to be in the 90s all week?
Well, most people start off the year in the spring with treating somehow for parasites and things that can come out as fish are coming out and starting to be active. During the summer, you pretty much enjoy everything. As you get into winter, once the water temperature gets cold enough, you have to stop feeding because an animal like that is cold-blooded and it can't digest food during the cold weather.
Wow. Now, are there a lot of koi ponds around the county?
There really are. There were a lot of water gardens put in and people put koi in them. And just a large number were put in a few years ago. And all of a sudden, we're finding that, oh, that neighbor has one. Oh, this neighbor has one. We have one that was built by a local builder, and many of the ponds look a lot like ours because that same builder did a lot of them.
Now, some people move to a new house. Maybe it has a pond, but they need to do a lot to make it a koi pond. Is this a good place to get some ideas?
It really is, and it's also a good place to join the club because we meet every month and talk about what you do to find better equipment, better fish, learn how to keep the fish happy, learn how to do the filtration in a better way that's less trouble, lots of things.
Now, as opposed to an indoor fish tank that some people might have in their house with the very small fish, koi are larger. Where do you actually get koi? Where do you buy them?
Well, right here, one of our members up at MTK Nursery in Looking Glass is selling koi now. He has supplies and that sort of thing. And there are a couple of people building ponds around the area. But you can also go to a koi show. For example, the first weekend in August, there's a koi show up near Portland. In conjunction with the Lavender Festival.
Now, I know that you guys at different points have done a show, and you did something over in Sherm's parking lot. But it sounds like you've gotten more response to people actually being able to go out and see the ponds.
Exactly. A koi show is people bringing their fish in to compete one against another. And that's fine, and it's interesting to go, and you peek into a tank, and you see these pretty fish. What's really more like what we do is we enjoy our fish every day, sitting there having your morning coffee, watching the fish. watching what goes on around them, taking care of the gardens around them. So going to a pond tour, you get to go and sit and enjoy the fish, visit with the owner, and find out what the hobby is really about.
So what time is this event happening tomorrow?
It starts 9 in the morning. You can get tickets starting at 8 at Sherm's, or this evening at Sherm's also. And it'll go until 5 o'clock in the evening. So with 11 ponds, you'd have to kind of move quickly to go to all of them. I suggest you pick the ones you think you want to go to, kind of set yourself a route and go to those. Take your time, relax, enjoy the fish, and meet the owners.
Now, as opposed to getting tickets maybe today if somebody's busy, you mentioned early tomorrow at Sherm's, right?
At Sherm's, starting at 8 in the morning, we'll be there with tickets. Or you can go to the first pond at 472 West Burdine. If you just go out of Harvard 2 miles from the freeway, Burdine is on the right, and you can't miss all the signs.
All right, it's one day only, happening tomorrow. If people want to find out more about the group, is there a phone number?
541-643-0624.
All right, it's happening tomorrow. Jim Daniel, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.